This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
B. Mitch Finley live, 106.7 The Fan. We are out here in Laurel, Maryland, Eastern Motors. What road are we on? Route 1?
No, I wouldn't. Route
198?
Laurel, something, something, something.
We're right by the Laurel racetrack. But right now we're going to get to the Rude Guest Hotline, talk to our boy, Mr. Barstool, Nate. Nate Dogg, how you doing, buddy?
Yo, shout out Laurel, Maryland. Let's go.
Dude, so we are here at Eastern Motors. I am guessing, even though you haven't lived in the area in a while, you know the Eastern Motors song.
Oh, brother. I mean, yeah, I lived down there my entire life.
Hit it for me then. Drop some bars.
Like, where your job's your credit? Are you guys getting job applications? What's happening?
Might get cars. I don't know.
Might get cars,
dog. Might do it all. We are
got
here.
Got a little Porsche sitting down there on the showroom floor that I like.
Terry McLaurin is set to do.
I know Laurel all too well. I love that area.
Terry McLaurin is set to do a commercial shoot here today, and then we're hoping we get to talk to Terry a little bit. And that is the plan for now. So we're out here live. We'll get to Terry. Let's start with kind of the big news that just dropped that Commanders are going to retire Art Monk's jersey.
James,
how exciting is that?
Arthur Monk.
Yeah, it's great. I can't remember. Maybe it was you, JP, that just tweeted, like, new ownership once again. They're going down the list of things that need to be remedied. It's like first they fixed the leaky stadium. Then they fixed up, you know, the practice field. And then they moved on to the jerseys. And now they're like, all right, they fixed the Sean Taylor situation. Now they're like, all right, we got to take care of our players from the past. Let's start with maybe the best wide receiver to ever play this position for this team, Art Monk. That man deserves his number retired, so they did it. They are just checking off every single box. I mean, Art Monk's been in the Hall of Fame since 2008, and Dan Snyder pretty much slapped him in the face every chance that he got. So I'm very happy for Art Monk. He's getting the recognition that is long deserved by the team that Dan Snyder refused to give him. I'm quite happy for him. And it's they're doing it. The game that they're bringing out the throwbacks for the first time. So I'm betting money line. I'm betting the spread. I'm betting the alt spread. I'm betting every prop over.
You already ready, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we lose that game, I'd be stunned. You don't lose the throwback Art Monk retirement game.
No. Dude, and I'm curious.
Man, you already lost enough in Vegas, dog. You got to save some of your money.
I'm curious, too. I think the Harris Group is doing a really good job of bringing the past back, but also like making it clear we're Commanders now, but we still love everything they've done. I think they're doing a hell of a job.
I think they're doing
this, trying to bridge that gap.
They're intertwining them. That's what they're trying to do. I think what they're trying to do is make sure that these young guys here have a connect to the old which was totally dismantled in the previous regime. You know, I think that's the thing about it. Just having a conversation sometimes can be the biggest plus for one of these young dudes, or one of the guys from the past.
And the rebrand, I mean, you know, people are still bring back the name. A lot of the old heads who are like, I won't root for the Commanders. But when you tie in everything that the old heads grew up with the new name and the new era, and, you know, as you just said, blend the two, little by little, it just becomes one, you know, they're going to completely blend together. And even though there is a new name, it's the culture, the Washington colors, everything is just going to become one again. It's not going to be the split, old and new. It's going to merge together. And I think they're just doing a fantastic job. It's little by little, but it's every single correct move, and this is just another great move.
Yeah, man. We are talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Nate at Barstool Nate. And, of course, Rude makes the best HVAC equipment in the DMV. Who knows what is going to happen, right? Like, but this group does not make mistakes, and I think it's really been impressive.
So far, so good.
Totally. All right, so that gets us to Terry McLaurin. We saw the Garrett Wilson deal happen. Today is the actual deadline for players that are tagged to work out a long-term deal. Mm-hmm. If for tagged players, franchise tags, if you don't get a deal done by today, then you play on the tag. That's obviously not the case with Terry. He's not been tagged. He's got a year left on his deal. But today does feel like a deadline day around the league. How are you feeling about the McLaurin situation, Nate?
I don't feel great. I don't like holdouts when it's your guy. You know, when it's a Watt brother or whatever, you look at it, you go, oh, whatever, I don't care. When it's your guy, Terry McLaurin, you don't feel great about it. I don't like that him and the ownership and Adam Peters aren't on the same page. And it's tough, and we've talked about it. You know, he's about to turn 30. All the data, which we know Adam Peters loves, shows that wide receivers fall off, you know, after their 30-year season. And then it becomes a question of, do you pay him, you know, the Garrett Wilson money, who's 24 years old, do you pay him that similar contract even though he's 6 years older? And do you do it out of like, respect for what he's done in the past? Or do you there's so many ways and angles of looking at, do you pay a player because of who they are, or is it just X's and or, you know, like numbers on the paper? Is it just it's so tough because like I think you have to give Terry the benefit of the doubt and say he's different. He's given everything to this team. He deserves the money, and that's how fans look at it. I don't want Terry to go anywhere. I want him under contract for life, but I understand the business and the football side of it too. And it stresses me out. It keeps me up at night. I haven't slept in weeks. I just want him under contract. But as I've said many times, I trust Adam Peters so much that I trust him to make the correct decision for the betterment of the entire franchise. And if that means this holdout has to happen, I guess it has to happen.
Well, I think when you look at it, the business of football, the business of football is he's productive. He finally got a legitimate quarterback. You see the numbers he put up with that legitimate quarterback compared to the other guys, and he still put up numbers with those other guys. Mm-hmm. I think when you start looking at Terry, Garrett got a 4-year extension. He probably wouldn't get a 4-year extension.
Right.
You know, because of his age. I think you could work things out in that manner where you're not going to do the length. But I think the average value is probably would be about the same.
Yeah, I think that's what you could take from the Wilson deal is the annual value, not the guarantees, not the years. Like, those are different. But I just think for a player of Terry's caliber, whatever discussion there was of maybe Mike Evans or Chris Godwin or, you know, T. Higgins, I just think this – we see this every year. Like, the cost only goes up, and it only goes up as the summer continues, because there's going to be more and more deals get done. Like, to me, it's just very clear that the floor is 30 for this deal.
Yeah.
And I think the reality
and, you know, this team does not make the NFC Championship game last year without Terry, and will not make it this year without Terry. Like, if they trade him, that's terrible for the organization. And I think everybody knows that. Trading your franchise player who has been through hell and back with this organization, who is a fan favorite, who deserves a statue built outside of the new stadium, trading him would be just terrible, awful. So that is, you know, a bargaining chip that Terry's camp has. And I'm just really, truly hoping that both sides sit down at the table. You know, I don't know if he gets top five wide receiver money. It'll be close if he doesn't get it. Maybe they pay a little more for one fewer years. They have to make concessions on both sides. I want this. It's July 15th. You told us a month and a half ago, JP, that you thought it would be done by today. I believed you. Now I'm worried because it's not done.
I said today, in my defense, I said today was the day to start paying attention because it's an actual deadline day around the league.
I think
these things can continue. It's not great.
I would say this isn't a hot take. I think he plays week one for the Commanders. I just want him. For all of our health, I want him signed now.
I get it. I think at this point, if you want this thing done, I understand that. I also, this is perhaps silly, but Brian and I are sitting at Eastern Motors. There's a commercial shoot set up. Terry's going to be walking around here. Now, Terry is a man of his word. He's a guy that does things the right way. He's not just going to break stuff off. But maybe I'm being naive. I kind of take that as a good sign. Terry's here. He's walking around in his 17 jersey.
Yeah, that's a good sign. I'm with you there. I didn't like that he was not in, you know, the promo shots for the throwback jerseys. I didn't like that.
But see, this thing about it, Nate, you gotta know the situation. When he was holding out, they did picture day on the day he was holding out. So he's not going to be in those promo shoots.
Yeah, but it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's Terry. Like, he is this team for the last 10 years. Like, he's done it all. And he re-signed and he dealt with.
You know how
all
quick
the
it takes them for him to take a picture once he signed and put him into the stuff.
You know what's going to be
very quick,
super exciting, is when they get Terry in that jersey and then post the picture.
Yeah, I'm going to lose my mind. It's going to be awesome.
I just, today is a deadline day in the NFL, so I understand if folks want to.
Deadline day for people that were tagged, right?
Yeah.
Not for him.
Right. Agreed. Terry McLaurin is here in Laurel, Maryland, fresh off a trip to Italy. I don't think we should be overly concerned, but at the same time, you know, I don't think we need to be freaked out. I think they're going to get this done. It's funny. They're showing old commercials in the place. They got the Curtis Samuel one up there.
Arrivederci.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nate, did you watch the Home Run Derby?
I most certainly did not, JP. How was it?
Why not? Why even with James Wood?
I have a take that it's people don't like it, but it's my take. It's my opinion. I loved Home Run Derby as a kid. I loved it. It's so much worse now. I don't know if they've changed the rules too much. I think it's too repetitive now. The camera shots were god awful. I couldn't get through 3 minutes of it. I followed it a little bit on Twitter. Last night I had like a very old person moment where I was like, these kids these days in their Home Run Derby, it's just not for me. I hope I come back full circle and I like it again, but I could
keep
not
being young,
watch
Nate. You don't help our old people.
No, I'm one of you guys now. I'm an old now.
No,
so
you're far from being as cool as we are.
I couldn't stomach it last night. I yearn for the days of yesteryear when it was 10 outs and Chris Berman. Last night stunk.
Bang, 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 bang.
That used to make me crazy. I thought I was watching a damn
Well,
duck.
Here's the thing. Now it's Carl Ravitch talking about exit velocity and launch angle.
Yeah,
I don't care about any of that.
That's because everybody wants to go analytics. They're giving you what you want.
The actual boring analytics broadcast was better than the regular broadcast, I thought. That was just me, I guess. But when there's a national involved, I'm way more into it. And so having James Wood in it had me locked in. I wish James Wood had gone later so it wouldn't have been just, you know, I think James Wood was eliminated by like the fifth or sixth guy. Yeah. So that's when I changed televisions. Have you watched Mobland, Nate Dogg?
I will say I did like the kid robbing the home run in the outfield. They should just put seven footers out there and let people rob home runs. That would make me watch it again.
Some of that was funny. The way some of these guys hit it, and it's all about bat speed. Some of these liners, when they don't hit the home run and it just comes screaming off the bat,
yeah,
might be dangerous having those kids out there.
Hey, all those kids need to have some level of baseball.
Hey, we didn't talk to you last week. I don't think. Where are you at with the Nats between Rizzo getting fired? And they take Eli Willits the other
weekend.
Oh, did you? All right, I didn't.
Oh yeah.
You think,
well,
when you're not here, we don't talk to Nate.
I thought he was in Vegas.
He was happier to come on. He said when you weren't here.
I thought he was in Vegas.
I talked to Toby. Now,
he was only
you
in Vegas
on the
for
beach,
shots
JP.
Then. He sucked in poker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough run,
terrible.
Huh? How happy were you for Cakes?
So yeah. So the main event went terribly for me. It was my worst main event showing I've ever had. It was miserable, and I hated it. Cakes, though, one for one, cashing the main event. Cakes did an amazing job. I was very, very – I breakfast with Cakes every day out there. Great human being, great poker player. I had a blast following Cakes and watching him do his thing. So even though I stunk, it was nice to see Cakes do well.
I think that's fair, buddy. I think that's fair.
I root for my friends.
Don't we all? You watching any summer league, Nate? I'm guessing no.
JP, I am very impressed with you, by the way. I think Beamish, he deserves a standing ovation. He said he watched his first ever full Wizards summer league game. I like that because I love the Wizards. I love the NBA. I watch a ton of NBA, and all I've really wanted is for the Wizards to be good and relevant and competitive again, and they're doing this rebuild the correct way. Ton of young players, ton of star potential on this team, And if JP's watching full summer league games, that means that something good is brewing. I am very, very optimistic for our Washington Wizards. I am very proud of you, JP, and I hope that Washington becomes a basketball town once again. I would prefer them not be the Wizards. I think that's a stupid name. But if we're going to be the Wizards, I'm fine with it because I like what they're doing. I like what the GM is doing. I like that the organization finally is taking it seriously. And I think we have good things ahead for basketball in Washington.
All right. It's kind of funny the amount of rebranded sports franchises we have in this city. Like, no other city, I guess Cleveland's had, not that nobody's had any, but nobody's had the volume of Washington. Yeah. Even if you want, if you're an older person and you watch the Senators play forever and now you get the Nats.
They didn't have a team for so many years. That's not a rebrand. They just brought somebody back in.
Dude, for all the angst about the Redskins to Commanders name change, I think you can argue that Bullets to Wizards is worse. the actual straight up name, not getting involved in the politics.
The reason that they tried to say it that make you go, it make you stop for this, pause a little bit, like what? What the hell?
Right.
And also, and you know what? The Wizards logo, not like the just the basketball with the Washington Monument on it. I think it's awesome. It's just the name Wizards makes no sense. They don't even brand themselves. It's just red, white, and blue and Washington Monument branding. You don't need the name. They should literally do Washington Basketball Club. It would make way more sense than Wizards.
I don't disagree with you, but I like watching Trey Johnson shoot. I know that.
He can shoot.
I mean, just traded for Cam Whitmore. Alex Saar getting 1,000 blocks. This team's sick. I like this team a lot.
The Wiz are on tonight, I believe, 8:30. So
live
might
tweet
be
it.
A 2-TV night.
Check it out.
Yes, sir.
NBA dude, that might be Chris Miles on the call.
Really?
I know he was calling games last night.
Do they call just any game, or do they have particular teams?
Well, he does NBA TV. The Wiz are on NBA TV tonight.
We'll check it out.
8:30. I'll be watching.
Let's see if he's – someone can check that out and see if he's calling.
I guess I could just text
him. We can reach out to him and see if he comes.
Yeah. We are going to talk some Wiz with Wes Hall coming up at noon. Nate Dogg, thank you for the time, buddy.
Appreciate you, Nate.
Hey, I'm looking forward to hearing Terry McLaurin speak shortly from Eastern Motors in Laurel on the Beamick and Finley Show.
Live on the Fan. That's right.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, this Nate, you could stay on for a second. You know what won't surprise any of you is this morning I had to get out of the house fast, but I got to deal with camp all week. Camp is intense. Camp drop off is no joke. You got to get the tick spray. You got to do it all. We're worried about the river flooding. There's a lot going on, right? And so I went out the garage door so I could grab a Celsius out of the garage fridge, and I was. I don't know. My house to Laurel is about like a 30-40 minute drive. I was probably halfway here, and Lauren texted me, "Do you want me to close the garage?" And I said, "Yes, please." That's the advantage of having a garage door installed from Door Pro America, because if you're a dummy like me and you forget to close it, you can close it on the app. And you
That's the advantage of being married to you.
You get an alert when you leave it open. So for dummies out there, and I know I'm not the only one, this is the kind of garage door you need. So if you leave it open, somebody else can close it. Seriously, though, the folks at Door Pro America have been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. They handle it all, repairs, maintenance, new installs, garage door openers, whatever it is you need. Do what I did. Call them. Figure out how you can get a new garage door. It is so, so, so much more convenient. Plus, they have a Door Pro Advantage membership, which includes annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Right now, if you give them a call, $60 off any repair or tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO or visit doorproamerica.com. Be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.